Yes, sir.
Case number 11,225, Delmarva Land Company, LLC, east of U.S. Route 113, DuPont Boulevard, northwest of Road 54A, and at the intersection of DuPont Boulevard and Delaware Avenue. Tax map ID is District 433, Map 11, Parcel 1701. A variance from the front yard setback requirements for a through lot.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Travis Martin, 34913 Delaware Avenue, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
Richard Martin, 34702 DuPont Boulevard, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
I'm the owner of Chesapeake Plumbing and Heating and Chesapeake Climate Control and Delmarva Land Company. And the use of this office is for expansion of my businesses. I applied for this variance a long time ago, and it was approved. I'll go right into the reasons why. Uniqueness: the property's a through lot. It's triangular in shape, has roads on three sides. Without a variance, the allowable building envelope is going to be reduced to, at the widest point of that triangle, 12 feet. It can't be otherwise developed due to the property's size and shape. It can't be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance. Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I did not create this hardship. I think this hardship was created when Delaware Avenue was built as another avenue into Frankfort. It's a vacant commercial lot, and I didn't alter it since I bought it in 2006. It won't alter the character of the neighborhood. Really, there's no visible businesses with the exception of one used car lot, which Richard Martin owns on the other side of 113. There's no other residences or other businesses. It's going to improve the character of the neighborhood, in my opinion, substantially. It's not going to impair the appropriate use of the development of any adjacent property. It's definitely not going to be detrimental to the public welfare. And meeting the minimum variance relief, what I'm requesting here is a 15-foot setback on Delaware Avenue. I'll maintain the 60-foot setback on 113. And if we could go to a 15-foot setback, that, I believe, is the minimum building envelope for, practical development of this tiny parcel. If the building envelope gets any smaller than that, it's really not much worth my time or money. So, as I started to say, in 2007, November, this variance was approved. It was case number 9988. It was extended. I've had it extended quite a bit, three times since then. In January of 2008, I had it extended again in October of 2008, extended again in February of 2010. And at that time, after that extension, I had my DelDOT building permit. I had my DelDOT approved permit, and I installed the entryway. That part alone was about $30,000. And I thought that that was, enough to not need additional variances. Well, the economy's been terrible, as you all know, the past 4 years, and I still haven't built this building. But we've really seen great successes. My businesses are thriving this year, and I'm ready to build this office for much-needed expansion. And, when I have all my permits in hand, from Fire Marshal, Department of Natural Resources, Stormwater Management, I have the building permit in hand, with the exception there it's pending approval of this variance. I have, of course, DelDOT's permitted and closed. So, very much vested in this project, with just pushing paper around and getting approvals multiple times and extensions. I'm $75,000 invested in this. So, asking for the variance, please.
Okay. Is there any change in any of the
variances that you had
extended? Absolutely no change whatsoever. This is the exact same variance that was approved and extended three times. It's the same set of plans for my office. I didn't change any requests or setbacks. I didn't even change the office design. I just went into a holding pattern when my businesses went downhill.
Okay, so nothing has changed?
Nothing has changed.
Okay. Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. No questions. That having been said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. I'll wait for
his only neighbor.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this board has seen fit in the past to approve this request, and as I recall, and as the applicant has demonstrated, there is a uniqueness to the lot in the situation. As he stated it, we found before, it is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Certainly the design of the property wasn't created by the applicant, so the situation, given the economy and so forth in the past recent years, would also attribute to it not being created by the applicant. We've heard the testimony won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, a minimum to afford relief. I'd make a motion we approve case number 11,225.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,225. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,225 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.